Oh, that's it, yeah. Okay. Yes.
My name is Shir.
Mm-hmm.
Sensei said happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, happiness, we want to reach there, and mm-hmm. the vehicle is
yes.
loving kindness. And what I wanted to ask
yes,
about
please.
Is boundless love and
mm-hmm.
non-conditional love.
Yes.
It's something that you talked about in the gathering in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I was contemplating on that. And my question is, often we open our hearts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To people, and because people respond or react from their false nature,
mm-hmm.
Then either they take that love, that something pure, as a vulnerability and
mm-hmm.
exploit that,
mm-hmm.
or they're overwhelmed and they're fold and they withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, fine, we've seen it in partners and in
yes.
people. Okay, fine, old history, but sometimes it happens to us with our closest people, our closest relationship, and we find ourselves in need to give some, to put some limits to people, to apply all those old masks and peels
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
fronts. And well, you see, if it was only for adults,
mm-hmm.
then that was one that we could have said, okay, there's onion peels.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that for children, it goes for children as well. I mean, of course they need your unbounded love as a parent and everything, but sometimes if you don't let a child hear a no,
mm-hmm.
and psychology, although so trapped in the mind, it tells us that if a child will not have a sense of self, will not develop some kind of
mm-hmm.
of a personality,
yes.
then that child will grow up to be a very, very disturbed individual without any grasp in reality, without any not a social person, and not a loving person, not worthy of love,
uh-huh.
etc. And what my question is,
yes. mm-hmm.
for adults.
Good. Yes,
for adults, for the community,
mm-hmm.
how can we show non-bounded love with so much false nature around? And how can we raise our children
mm-hmm.
in the spirit of things?
Right. We'll take the... It's a little language here. It's a little conceptual...
Really?
Problematic,
yeah.
Yes. I hope anyway. That, so forget the Western psychology for a moment.
We have.
Anyways, more in terms of the immediacy of the Dharma teaching, I'll try to explain. This term, boundless love, immeasurable love. Love without walls, love without limits, is a key discovery, realization, and a very, very precious way of life to explore this. Easily, just in listening to here, It got the impression if somebody reacts to it, one gets used, manipulated, exploited, or whatever, then making some change in the relationship, does that mean, therefore, one is applying a limited love?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
All right.
It's not that I'm saying that applying change
no.
and skillful, no.
Mm.
I'm saying sometimes one is just helpless.
Mm.
And just you know, going back to old patterns.
Who's the one who is helpless? The one with the boundless love?
Yes.
Or the one without it?
The one with the boundless love.
Is helpless.
Helpless. And going back to the old patterns and, you know, finding oneself, you know, putting all those old limits and all those old masks.
All right. Oh. So, I get it clear. There is some expression of love, great love for another, others, there. And it sounds like, if it's not working out, if one is disappointed or frustrated, then we might fall back into some old habit and pattern, and we'll give up on the power of this love without limits.
I'm not saying we're giving it up, but it's like we can't.
Is it a boundless love which is ends up becoming bounded or limited by, as you said, the false personality of another person?
I'm sorry?
You say, there is boundless love. If it's truly boundless, it can go to hate. It can go to anger. It can go to fear. It can go to distress. It's easy for love to go to those who love us. Dead easy. It's a little bit easier to go to those who are strangers. It's sometimes easier to love the whole world than to love the person who's with us. It's sometimes much harder to love someone who doesn't like us, who rejects us, who puts us down, who speaks behind our back, who abuses the trust, who whatever. Boundless love means love without a limit. If the other person reacts negative, manipulative, withdraws or whatever, and then we feel hurt and disappointed. So our love is not very boundless, is it?
Yeah.
It was actually a love dependent on a good response from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to provide, give you a love? No limits and no dependency on another person. What's going to... We have to dig deep here. Find a love which is so strong and so clear that even if it's difficult with the other person, one's not making an issue out of it, not making a problem out of it or a conflict out of it, then we really have to be challenged to find a love which is genuinely without a boundary. What's going to help you in your experience? Nothing theoretical. Please.
Okay, my experience.
Yes.
So, I don't think it has a name. It's just, you know, what's inside. It's just acknowledging what's inside.
Yes.
It's just
when you're talking, have you got a specific incident in mind that you'd like to share? You don't have to, as you know, you're free to speak and free not to. Was there a motive or interest in a particular situation?
Yeah.
Do you want to say? You don't have to. Do you want to say or not?
Yeah.
You want to say? All right. It's all yours. Tell us. And you can always say after, tell Sonia, look, erase it. Is the person in the room, by the way? Oh, alright. they sometimes have extra sensations when they're listening. Alright, anyway, go on.
Okay. Recently I have felt that my best friend in life, a person that I grew up with and was like a brother to me, was exploitive, manipulative, and lying to one of us. I don't know if it's to me or to himself. And I felt abused, I felt taken for granted. And because I love him so much, I was so deeply hurt.
Mm.
And the fact that I acknowledged that made me want to collect back the forces to reconcile.
All right, fair enough. May I ask, you said a long time. What's a long time? How many years had you known this person?
20.
And how old are you now?
24.
A long time.
Sorry.
So there's friendship. It's a man.
Yes.
So 20 years of really good friendship. Your best friend, is it? What do you think contributed to, it sounds like some kind of change in the personality? You know, very close friends,
mm-hmm.
and now your perception currently, may change, but currently is one that he was exploitive or reactive or something going on either in himself or towards you or both. What happens when somebody we've known for so long then changes and we begin to see features of their personality which are very difficult? What would you like to say, if you wish?
First of all, I've seen many, many features of this person who are not pleasant.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't
matter whatsoever. It's the fact that I saw something that I could not believe is really him. It's not him. I know.
Is this said in a kind of dharmic way? or is it denial? It sounds like him to me when I listen. But anyway.
It's not him.
All right, okay, all right. Okay. So...
Why is that denial, by the way?
Eh?
Why is that denial?
Because I prefer the conventional language. We speak about a person and the person changes and he was like this and now he's like that. If you say it's not him, I'm a little confused. Say, look, it's him, this is the guy, this is the self, whatever.
Okay, okay.
Just ordinary language.
That's okay.
Eh?
That's what he did.
It might be unusual. It might be the first time in 20 years it has happened.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's not the him that I knew, but it's now, this is a... Something there. So something's going on in this person's. What's going on in this person's life? What, you know, in the Dharma, two very important words: hetu, the Pali, paccaya, and hetu means cause, primary cause.
Mm-hmm.
Paccaya means supportive conditions. For anything to arise, anything, it requires a cause. Or causes sometimes, and some supportive conditions. Is there anything going on in your friend's life over 20 years currently which may be contributing to this unwelcome, unwanted, unhealthy personality?
Yes. He lost his father.
Yes.
Six months ago.
All right.
To a heart attack.
To a heart attack. Okay. It has a very painful impact. One might have thought, conventionally now, one might have thought, wow, your friendship over 20 years and his friendship towards you, best friends, that it would actually brought you closer together. That he is someone he could share what he's going through, someone he could talk with, be easier than maybe a family member. But you're speaking that as a hetu, as a primary cause, has actually put you further apart. Why? What happened?
I'll be more specific with what you just said.
Please, yes.
Initially what he what he had done.
Yes.
Pushed me away. I felt that I needed some time for myself to register, to understand, to...
He pushed you away?
No.
No, sorry.
No. What was happening?
Yes.
Inflicted by his initiative.
Yes.
Made me want to withdraw temporarily and
he
understand.
Put some pressure on you.
Yes.
As a man.
You really need to be specific.
It's up to you. I'm just asking the questions. You don't, it's entirely up to you.
Okay. Yes, he did.
All right. Why might that be? Sometimes there is a death. There's a long friendship, and the friendship has been man and a woman, but good friends and close friends and sharing friends. And then something else affected by the death and by other factors, known and unknown, some pressure goes upon you and you become an object as a woman. Why does that... What's your sense about that? It's distressing and it's not very nice. And why do you think that could happen? Why does that happen? It's not unusual.
The need of support and closeness and the need to grasp in reality all over again in life.
All right. So sometimes there is death. There's a great sense of loss. The young man has lost his father. Suddenly his father drops dead from a heart attack. Totally out of the blue. It's unexpected. And then, as you point out, there's some grasping onto life and other energies, sexual energies, other pressure energies, male energies or whatever you want to call them, start to come in and put some pressure. What was your response? This is the person that you've had a very good 20 years, 2 decades of good friendship with. What was your response?
When these energies...
this pressure came.
At first it wasn't so much pressure.
No.
It was just something that sort of happened.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, as part of what went on between us.
Yes.
At the time it was a bit hard to accept because he's like a brother.
Yes, of course. Yes.
But once it happened, okay. Only then, when trying to confront him with, listen, this is going to inflict this and that response, you are doing, you realize that what we're doing here is a shift.
Yes.
Then there was closing in one's shell.
He closed in his shell.
No, you're just imagining things.
All right.
There's no way I could have blah 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 blah.
I get it. Right. So in that respect, he listens, and rather he says one thing. You feel, sense something else, and there's a conflict between you. He's saying no. Mm-hmm. You're saying, well, this kind of whatever is attention or this kind of touch or this whatever it is could go down this way and be a significant change. What was the outcome of all of that?
When I saw that there's no one to talk to there, that there was
you couldn't reach him.
I couldn't reach.
Okay.
And there was no point in explaining and being stuck in words.
No.
Then you just, as I said, took some space.
Yeah. Does the taking of space, to come back to the original question, mean that there is a cutting off of boundless, limitless love? Is that the sense? And that's what this issue is about. That if one says, I step back, I take some space from this situation, that friendship is there, something else is going on, some energy, something else. I don't feel comfortable with it. I don't feel that this person is being true or honest with you or with himself or whatever it might be. You take back. Does that mean to say that therefore it's a withdrawal of love? It's not. Because?
I never stopped loving him.
You haven't stopped loving him.
Nor thinking about him.
All right.
Nor being with him with my thoughts.
No. He may not know that.
He knows.
He knows.
I told him.
Nice. That's good. That's the taste of what truly limitless love, boundless love is. You know, he knows.
Although, I'm not sure he knows, he doesn't realize yet how much he has hurt me.
No. He, that may take quite some time.
No.
Because it will not compare with the loss of his father. Period. The bloodline of the son to the father is will be strong than the one to you. Is it important for you that he really understands how much you were hurt? Is that really vitally important that he knows that?
It's not a condition.
It's not a condition.
But
good.
Ultimately.
Ultimately.
With the two of us opened up to each other.
Yes.
I think it's bound to come up. I think it's
bound to.
I don't know. It's
yeah, it's bound to. I agree. Bound to. And then what's going to be the response?
Mine?
Hmm.
The response to what? To him saying what?
Him in denial, him not sure, him saying it's your projection, him saying it's a misunderstanding.
Hell, I don't know. I'm not a prophet. I don't know how I'm going to react again. I can tell you that this has come up several times. Several times after I decided to, he was trying to, come and look for me, and
I'm not quite sure what that mumble was about.
Okay. Where was I?
He was trying to look for you.
Yeah. Why is this? Why is that? Why are you, why are we not talking anymore? Why? Everything within words, explain this, explain that. And I saw it was just being stuck in words. And that's it. Once I decided that all was said, to me, no more words. I couldn't. I couldn't explain anymore.
No. All that the young man has got are words. It's all he's got. He's lost his father. It's sad. It happened just a few months ago. All the feelings that can go on, and all the things that he wished he had said to his father and never did, all the things that he said against his father and he wished he never said, all the issues that can't be resolved.
I wish it was about that. It wasn't about talking about these matters.
No.
It was about, Shil, what happened? You're acting weird. You understand?
Yeah,
blockage.
Yeah.
There was no sharing.
No.
If there was sharing, then, you know, if there was talking from the heart, fadal.
Do I get a little sense of some limitation coming in your limitless love? I'm just saying, some things in pain the young man may not be able to express to you, even with all your years of friendship. However, when there is sudden loss for the young man of the father, that itself can be so devastating for some people. And in this case, for him, clearly, some move on rather understand with these things, but for him, it's been devastating. And the proof of it is his relationship with you.
Yeah.
It's a head-to situation, a causal situation. It impacted him. He's somehow not unsure of his relationship with you or with himself. He needs love.
Duh.
He needs love. My God, he needs it.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
I
what are you going to do? How are you going to offer love if you would step back?
I only step back to have a deep look at the situation myself.
Good spirit.
I couldn't deal with.
No.
And I wouldn't in a million years think about being cut off from him forever now.
Well, that's a good spirit. That's a good spirit. And one must take the long term view. Is there anything that you could currently communicate to him, to maybe to talk with him in some situation where it feels comfortable for you, safe for you obviously, and where you can just share a few, just a short meeting? Is there any possibility for that? To build a bridge.
It will happen eventually.
It will happen eventually.
Somewhere on the beach, you know.
Yeah, yeah, on the beach, no. Yes. Okay.
But
so it feels, the sense is from within yourself, despite the unpleasantness that went on, you know, whatever it was, towards you or what you picked up, you're not holding on to it.
What?
The difficulty, his change in his behavior or in his attitude or whatever you sense. Can you say, hand on heart, you're not holding on to it?
To the difficulties it inflicted in me?
Yeah.
To my reaction? Don't think I'm holding my grudge.
Good spirit. Nice to hear. That's love.
However, there's always a problem. Life is full of suffering. Don't you notice at all?
So keep faith with your first sentence. I don't think I'm holding on with a grudge.
No,
keep faith with that. This is called love.
I do.
This is love.
I love him.
I can hear. I can hear.
But I'm in the search for ways.
Yeah, good spirit. That's love to keep searching. Thank you. Let's have a quiet minute.